Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Let me tell you a little bit about BetOnline. It remains your number one spot for NBA, MLB, MMA, boxing. It doesn't matter. Every single prop, every single play, every single point, it's all at BetOnline. When it comes to bets, when it comes to props, everything that you need is at your headquarters for sports betting. That's BetOnline. Head to the website right now, use your mobile device, sign up, get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAVE, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Come on, there's no need to hesitate. BetOnline, where the game starts.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Hello there. It's the Mikey Likes You podcast, the greatest health and fitness podcast on the planet. I'm going to talk the whole time with my mouth closed like this, like I'm a tough cowboy. How's everyone doing? Good, I hope. One of the biggest topics, one of the most controversial topics, one of the most talked about topics in the entire health and fitness industry is nutritional supplementation. This is crazy to me because it is really far down on the priority list when it comes to making any type of health and fitness changes. You know, the top is going to be nutrition. Absolutely. And people hate to hear that, man, because most people like to train. Most people like to make a difference in their life. And they want to go out and they move. And they move in a forward direction. And they start exercising. And they get tips. And they get ideas. And they get motivation. And they move and they move and they move. But they never take into consideration that if they want to lose body fat, or if they want to extend their life, or if they want to do anything in a positive direction when it comes to health and fitness, you have to completely revamp the way you're eating. The way that you're eating has to be very dialed into the goal that you're looking for, whether it be performance, whether it be aesthetics, whether it be health. And, you know, that is just the bottom line. Right after that is going to be lifestyle stuff. Okay? How you manage your stress, how generally committed you are to positive mindset, how happy are you with your life professionally and personally, day to day. That really is that important. Sleep. Right after that is going to be training. And then way down at the bottom of the list, I could probably think of other things that are going to come above nutritional supplementation. But way down at the bottom, it's supplements, stuff you can go buy at a health food store or at a nutritional fitness health food muscle man store. Generally now you're buying them online. But either way, people are always looking for that magic pill or that magic powder to kind of take them to the next level. And after I've gone through this big rigmarole about how these are far down on the list, it does not mean that there isn't value to some of them, and that doesn't mean that some of them aren't going to help you achieve your goals, because some, a very limited group of them are definitely worth your money. And that is what I'm going to talk about today. The most controversial, the most talked about, and the most lied about supplement there is. One of the most misunderstood supplements there is, and it is the number one supplement that I feel confident telling all of you to go out and take, is creatine monohydrate. I can't believe, after 25 years of pretty intense, rigorous, and thorough research going into the efficacy and the safety of creatine monohydrate, that there isn't still, I mean, that there's still people who are just committed to this idea that it's going to harm your kidneys, that it bloats you, blah, 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 blah. Any of kind of the purported negativity that comes with creatine, and make no mistake, anytime you're ingesting a chemical compound, be it natural or synthetic, you know, it's no free ride. There's going to be some type of alteration to the way that your body works. And with alterations to the way that your body works internally, there's going to be downsides, okay? But with creatine, those downsides are so small that they're almost statistically non-existent. The upsides are quite big. Everybody knows that, or most people know, that when it comes to doing things like lifting weights or sprinting or any type of power or strength-based movement, creatine monohydrate is going to be beneficial. It is what it is in a nutshell, is a, you know, a phosphate ATP donor, which creates a better environment for you to exert energy and contract muscular cells. Okay, that's what it does. On top of that, it's going to pull moisture into the muscle cells. And a lot of people start worrying about water retention when it comes to creatine because of this process. I think it's osmolite, or there's a scientific term about things that pull water into cells. Well, remember, a little over 70% of your muscle cells are water. And when it comes to contracting them, especially in a forceful way, having any type of ability to help your muscle cells stay hydrated is going to be of massive benefit, okay? And hydration within the cells themselves during contraction is utterly crucial. Another thing that a lot of people misunderstand about creatine is that they think that because it's pulling this water into muscular skeletal muscle, that it's going to help them retain water. Well, it absolutely does. What you need to deeply understand is that it helps you retain water exclusively within the muscle cells. This is one of the reasons why it helps with lean muscle gain. A lot of the studies are showing that by virtue of it simply pulling water into muscle cells makes it anabolic. There is going to be no bloat. There's going to be no water under your skin. There's going to be no puffiness that comes with this. It's going to, even in the presence of weight gain or weight retention, which I know a lot of people are so against, but you got to remember, this is exclusively existing in the skeletal muscle. There is no added water weight to blur you or to keep you fatter or puffier or more, you know, soft. This is exclusively pulling it into the places that you absolutely want to keep it in. And it is going to, regardless of your weight retention or your potential weight gain, creatine is going to help you look better. Completely removed, exclusive from what you see on the scale, which is at the kind of the center of what most people struggle with when it comes to making long-lasting and meaningful changes into their appearance, is that they get far too obsessed with how much they weigh and too little investment into their actual body composition, right? How much body fat, adipose tissue they have, as opposed to how much muscle mass they have. Okay, men and women, old and young, all make this mistake that most people just, they, of course they have some, but they, most people don't have any muscle. They just have no, they don't have a physique. And then you start getting into like, oh, I'm just gonna shred up for summer, but you're what are you shredding? You don't have any physique to build off of. You're putting the cart in front of the horse. So look, creatine on top of all these things that most people, at least that are somewhat familiar with creatine, understand about it, is that it's gonna help you perform when it comes to getting more reps, getting more, and it's going to give you the ability to drive more ATP when it comes to contracting your muscles. And you know, meatheads have known that, and therefore they've used it. Okay, but what you need to understand on top of that is that for all other physical endeavors, creatine is adding to that. It is giving you an increase in performance in all fields, whether it be your, you know, marathon running, whether it be CrossFit, whether it be grappling, whether it be powerlifting, whether it be bodybuilding. Creatine is one of those things that is going to give you so much upside. And as I said, the downsides, which are things like GI discomfort for some people, and that's only when used in higher dosages than maybe recommended. But you know, there is no physical detriment when it comes to your internal organs. It's all made up, okay? It's all completely been disproven to a rather, you guys hear my guinea fowl? Look, I love having a studio within a farm. I love living on a farm. This is one of the downsides. Yes, I'm in here. Can you guys shut the fuck up? All right. So the upsides are so tremendous when it comes to performance, when it comes to aesthetics. The downsides are relatively zero. When it comes to meaningful downsides, they are zero. On top of that, there's a lot of other upsides that we're just now starting to notice with ample and conclusive research to back them up. And that is longevity. All the markers that people are looking to measure when it comes to longevity and life extension, creatine is there. Cognitive benefits, okay? It helps you think a little bit more clearly. Who doesn't need that? And everybody's looking for these kind of crazy nootropics to get their mind looking to be a little bit more focused, a little bit more, you know, on the edge, a little bit more tightened up. Creatine is doing it. And it's doing it, and like I said, with ample and conclusive scientific research to show that it's doing it. All right, so that's why I led off with creatine, and I recommend everybody go out and get some. On top of that, another big upside when I'm talking about going out and getting some is that it is inexpensive. Relatively speaking, high quality creatine monohydrate is pretty gosh darn inexpensive. And you're only looking to need that 5 gram dose a day. There is anecdotal kind of evidence to say that you can mega load it and that you might get some upside. At least there's no research to show that there's a downside to using too much other than that GI discomfort that I already talked about. But there really is, from what we can understand, no need to go above the 5 gram a day recommended dosage. Okay, and it's relatively inexpensive. Watch out though when you're going to buy creatine, because as with a lot of nutritional supplements, especially powdered ones, there's a chance you're getting either a really, really low dosage because of proprietary blends, or you're getting bunk stuff, you know. Almost all supplement companies buy their raw materials from the same, you know, handful of places. And Creapure, is a German development company that makes creatine that it's authentic. You can rest assured that the last couple episodes I've been, and there's been snot and schmutz all up in my sinuses. So I keep rubbing the nose and maybe clearing my throat. I apologize. Hopefully this won't last too long. But Creapure, Creapure, if whatever product of creatine you're buying as the Creapure kind of notation on it as far as the ingredients that they use, the raw materials that they use. You can rest assured that that creatine monohydrate is good creatine monohydrate, and it's just something to look out for, okay? 5 grams a day, I recommend it to everyone. I don't care if you're living in the senior citizen's home and you're just trying to get your walks in every day. I do not care if you're preparing to get on the Mr. Olympia stage. There is an endless little list. It's not endless and little, is it, Mike? There is a rather beefy list of benefits to creatine, and there is no kind of recognized downside. Please go out, use some. Number two is going to be electrolytes, okay? Now, a lot of people know, okay? I don't care how indifferent you are to taking care of yourself. You at least know that being hydrated is important to your health. It's a positive thing to make sure that you have enough hydration. And it absolutely is. You're not going to hear any pushback from me. The problem is that with hydration, it's not just about the amount of water that you have in your body. Having a proper mineral balance and electrolyte balance with that water intake is very important, especially if you're someone who is going to go out and be training hard, is going to be exerting themselves physically, which I'm going to say the majority of the people that are going to watch or listen to this are. Even a small amount of dehydration or electrolyte imbalance can dramatically impact your performance in a negative way. Okay, so I put electrolytes right at the top of the list, right below creatine monohydrate, when it comes to things that I think are worth your time and money. Okay? Now, there is going to be a lot of products out there that are going to provide you electrolytes. Some of them are very good. Others I don't know much about, so I'm not going to say they're not very good, but some of them are very good. Element, L-M-N-T, makes a great electrolyte product. Nick Bear, I know with Bear Performance Nutrition, BPN, they make a great electrolyte drink. They have, a little bit of sodium and magnesium and other kind of electrolytes to help balance out those minerals and electrolytes in your body when you add in that water to make sure everything's working and firing properly. Okay, and then getting back to the creatine, helping to pull that moisture into the cells and create a better, more favorable environment to create ATP and energy. This year, you're kicking butt with all this stuff, okay? It gives you the ability to train better, train harder. Subsequently, you're getting a better metabolic environment. Subsequently, you're getting a more anabolic environment. You can build more muscles, you can burn more fat, blah, 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 okay? And also, most importantly, with everything I recommend when it comes to food, when it comes to training, when it comes to supplements, as we're talking about right now, the bottom line is this, is it helping your health? Because you can do a lot of things to make yourself look better. You can do a lot of things that can make you perform better, but they are taking away from your overall health. And in my opinion, that means they are null and void and they should not be done. Unless you are getting a paycheck to do it. If you are getting a paycheck to dramatically dehydrate yourself so that you can make weight for some type of combat situation, some type of combat endeavor, be it an MMA fight, a grappling match, a boxing match. If you are a wrestling match, you are going to pull water out. You're going to lose 20 pounds in 8 to 12 hours and just be like sunken in. And then you're going to get on the scale, rehydrate and go. It's not good for you. It's not a good idea to do that when it comes to your health. But if you're paying the bills by doing it, by all means, you go ahead and you do it. If you are a competitive bodybuilder or a model, and you want to use diuretics or even natural substitutes for pharmaceutical diuretics so that you can get that extra grainy look and you want to get out there with your minerals and all out of whack and you're dehydrated and it hurts to even like flex because your things start cramping. I don't recommend you do that. Your blood pressure and things are gonna get crazy, okay? If you consistently do things like that. But if that's how you get by every day and pay the bills or make yourself feel better about yourself, then by all means, you go and do the damn thing. But when I'm recommending how to move your body, how to put food in your body, and maybe even how to take certain supplements, the overall umbrella it needs to fall under is it's benefiting your health. Okay? So I put creatine there. I put better ways to get yourself hydrated and keep your body hydrated with mineral balances and electrolyte balances there. That's, you know, the electrolytes, number two. Which brings me to number three, which is by far less important than one and two, and that is some type of pre or post-workout, but most importantly, peri-workout nutrition. What is peri-workout? People know what pre-workout is. People know what post-workout is. Peri-workout means during your workout. You're providing that stream of amino acids, electrolytes, maybe some really well-designed carbohydrates for energy and recovery, and you're giving your body and your cells all the things that they need as you're putting them to the test. This is not only going to be crucial when it comes to performance or muscle gain, but this is a good idea, a really good idea, a massively good idea when it comes to getting into a cutting phase or leaning out or trying to lose body fat. Far too many people get obsessive about the number on the scale and far too little obsessed with how they look in the mirror. And if you really want to change the way that your clothes fit and how you look in the mirror and how people look at you, right? That's important. You have to, at all costs, gain and protect muscle mass. Even if you don't want to be bulky, ladies, even if you don't want to look like a big bodybuilder, I don't want to be one of those big veiny bodybuilders, dude. I just want to get tight for summer. Yes, but you can't do that. You can't get all good looking for summer. You can't be all the Greek god. You can't be the guy who turns heads at the pool or at the beach if you have no muscle, any sizable muscle. You can't do that. So I don't expect people to go out and start getting massive and looking to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson by next year. But I also need you to understand that if you're skinny fat or fat, and you're telling me, I don't want to be some big bulky bodybuilder, and then you just try to lose weight and body fat, in the end, you're not going to get what you're looking for. Body composition. The composition, the distribution of different things within your body is what you're going for. And there has to be high levels of muscle mass and has to be low levels of body fat. And you can't get to low levels of body fat unless there's high levels of muscle mass. Let's like take a moment and imagine your body is an avocado, right? Your body's an avocado. An avocado comes in many different sizes. My Mexican blood has made me need to go and buy avocados all the goddamn time. I love them. It's like cheering for the Raiders. It's just something you have to do. Okay. So when I'm at the store looking at avocados, you can see that like they come in different sizes, they come in different compositions. Some of them have big fucking pits inside that take up almost the entire thing, which leaves a lot less space for the mushy stuff. And some of them have really thick skin that when you peel it off, you're like, whoa, and it kind of comes off. Others have like really thin skin that you go to kind of cut it off and you're like, oh fuck, and now you have to get your nails in and you like use a little, like almost like an X-Acto knife, and you're like, oh, I should have just cut it open and eat it with a spoon. This skin is driving me crazy, okay? All right, well, the human body is that way. And if your avocado has a giant, giant pit inside, it is going to leave less room for the mushy stuff. Some things are going to stay the same. The amount of moisture within said mushy stuff in your avocado is going to be the same for every avocado, right? The amount of potassium per gram is going to be the same for every avocado, right? But the size of that pit and the density of that skin is something that you can change. And the more pit, the less mushy stuff. And the more muscle you have, the less mushy stuff you have. Because bones and water and, you know, like certain density of certain internal organs and stuff. That's, you're not changing that. You can lose weight, gain weight, doesn't matter. The weight and of like the water within you, you could change it a little bit, but the density of your bones, you could change the density and the mass of your heart and liver. You're not changing that. That's gonna stay the same. But you have a lot of other stuff here that you can manipulate, most notably adipose tissue and muscle. And just because you make yourself smaller, that avocado is bigger than that avocado or smaller than that avocado, it doesn't dictate how much composition of mushy shit to pit. So think of your body that way. Become really, really obsessive about changing your body composition. Increasing the size of your pit or your muscle mass, your lean muscle mass. And removing as much adipose tissue as possible. Now, when removing adipose tissue, you're not going to be gaining sizable amounts of muscle mass, but you can do certain things to protect it. And if you protect it, that can be just as good as gaining it. If you're someone who already has a good amount of muscle on them, okay? So these are the things that you need to look out for, and this is why I put peri-workout nutrition really high on my list, up there with the handful of things that I'm mentioning to you. We talked about creatine, we talked about electrolytes, and now I'm talking about peri-workout nutrition, something that you are sipping on during your training to make sure that you are kind of accelerating that ability to pull away body fat while increasing your ability to retain or add muscle mass. Okay? Peri-workout nutrition comes in a lot of forms. If you are struggling, if there's no money in the bank and you're just trying to figure out ways to pay your rent, pay your mortgage, and take care of your children, I'm not expecting you to go out and buy some elaborate, you know, measurement of cyclic dextrin versus amino acids. But having some branched-chain amino acids, which are proven to be a little bit less effective than essential amino acids, or some whey protein isolate, some hydrolyzed whey or a whey protein isolate, you can get that relatively affordably. Put a scoop of that in some coconut water or some powdered Gatorade and mix it up. Giving yourself 20, 30 grams of carbs, 20, 30 grams of protein, and sipping that slowly throughout your workout. If money is an issue, then don't have peri-workout nutrition. Is it gonna make or break things? No, but it is gonna help out a lot. Reason being is that you can take good peri-workout nutrition and it actually takes care of a lot of the stuff we were talking about with creatine and with electrolytes and takes care of that for you. Okay, because you're giving your body a good stream of electrolytes to help pull water and nutrients into the muscle cells, helping them contract better. Okay, so creatine monohydrate, super, super affordable, and electrolytes are very mostly affordable, but if you're not gonna bust the bank to go look for electrolytes, sea salt will work very well. Redmond's Real Salt is excellent, has a great mineral content. You put a teaspoon of that in there and make sure you have that right before your workout or during your workout with your water, okay? These are things that can help you kind of get around it. Also, if you're not looking to buy one of these products that I'm gonna name right now, because they are expensive, right? You know, if you're spending, after a breakdown of things, a couple bucks per workout, that adds up in the end. But if you're spending, a certain amount of money for something up front, and then you realize, look, I'm only lifting weights or training hard three to 4 days a week, and that's, you know, $2 every workout, well, that's actually something I can reason with. And I do think that the upsides are there, because the amino acids involved, especially things like leucine, are going to be trickling into the muscle cells when they are ready for it most, okay? And you've got 5 grams of creatine roaming around in your body, which is helping pull that water nutrients into your muscles already. And this peri-workout nutrition has electrolytes in it, which is keeping things balanced and keeping your muscles hydrated and all the cells in your body hydrated so that you can perform well, okay? And you're staying anabolic. Even though you may be in a caloric deficit and you're looking to lose body fat, you're keeping that anabolism there, protecting that muscle. And you're giving it some like well thought out carbohydrates to fuel you, because that's what carbs do. Protein is protein. Protein is a building block. If we're looking at the macronutrients, fat and carbohydrates are energy. They're energy cofactors. That's what they do. Okay, and how you manipulate them is going to be different from person to person. But you know, when you look at a lot of diets, they really break down into what? Either it's low fat or low carbohydrates, right? Because you're not really going to want to pull that caloric allotment when you're looking to make a deficit from protein. It's a building block for almost every cell in your body. So you want to have those amino acids, which are the building blocks of the building block. The building blocks of protein are the different amino acids. And a lot of these products have like really, really high quality breakdowns of amino acids, things like leucine, which has been proven to be incredibly anabolic and create more protein synthesis or retain protein synthesis in a caloric deficit, okay? The best one I've found on the planet, and it's one of the reasons why I've started to align myself with this company, was the very first time I ever started leaning into peri-workout nutrition, was a company called First Detachment, run by Justin Harris, who is like a genius in the world of bodybuilding prep and performance, things like that. Certainly like one of those guys I look up to, handful of dudes with Lyle McDonald and maybe Lane Norton. When it comes to nutrition, you know, Justin Harris is right up there. The guy's a wizard. And he started this company, First Detachment. And they make a product called Field Rations, which has cyclic dextrin in it as its carb source, an incredible blend of electrolytes to keep you going, keep you hydrated, keep that mineral balance there when you're pushing yourself in the gym. Okay, you're putting your body in a really different, really peculiar chemical environment when you train intensely, especially resistance training. So that cyclic dextrin is going to kind of give you a great delivery of energy and carbs, but not too rapidly and certainly not too slowly, but in a measured kind of way. And the amino acid blend is perfect. The essential amino acids are there to keep you from having empty blood, as Milo Sarkeb always used to say. You want to keep those amino acids there because they are the building blocks of pretty much every cell in your body, especially muscle cell, and there's also the electrolytes to help fuel you. Their product called Field Rations is the best, in my opinion. Granite Supplements makes another fantastic peri-workout blend. John Meadows used to make one for True Nutrition. I don't know if they still sell that, but it was named after Mountain Dog. I think it was the MD blend or something like that. I'll put links to this stuff, but with the First Detachment stuff in Field Rations, also with everything else in their line of products, I have a code for you. I'm really happy. I have always been super reluctant to get into the world of supplements and stuff because you guys know, I walk it like I talk it. I've been always promoting the idea that there is no magic pill, there is no secret shortcut, and that if your nutrition isn't on point and if your training isn't dialed in to fit your goal, none of this stuff matters. But there is a handful of things that can kind of help you turn the key a little bit easier, and peri-workout nutrition, creatine, electrolytes, things like that are great. First Detachment is an amazing company I'm really happy to be involved with, and I have a special code for you. It's Mike10. Again, I'll put all the links in there. I'll put a link to and re-mention the MIKE, the number 10, can help you get a little bit of a discount. Also, it helps let them know that you guys are finding out about their high quality supplements through me. Also on top of that, First Detachment is committed to taking care of veterans and the US military and the brave men and women who voluntarily commit to defend our country. That is why they have all the name of the company, First Detachment, and on top of that, all of their products have that kind of military themed name. It's because they are that committed to taking care of them, and proceeds and donations come from the supplements that you buy. So you know that on top of getting something that is high quality. You are also giving back to the people that I think most of us, I would hope all of us can agree, need to be given back to. All right, so let's recap a little bit. Creatine is going to give you a more favorable environment to create energy within the muscle cell, okay? That is bottom line what it does. There is scientific names to break down what it is doing. It's a phosphocreatine ATP donor, but that's a fancy way of saying when the muscle is ready to contract, especially forcefully, creatine is going to make it easier and better to do so. It is also pulling hydration into the muscle cell, which is close to 72% muscle, which is close to 72% water, your muscle cells. You understand? The guns, mostly water, like Earth, mostly water. We like to think about the land, but mostly water, okay? So it's really important that you're getting that ability to pull moisture, pull nutrients into the muscle cell, especially when it counts most. Creatine also has incredible cognitive benefits, longevity benefits, health benefits, and it's been shown to be a little bit anabolic, helping you either gain or retain that lean muscle mass, which is the most important thing there is, okay? No one out here is like, I just really want to gain some more body fat. That's my goal for the summers. I don't really care about my muscle. I'm just going to gain some body fat. No. All of us are either trying to stay at the same level of body fat or get lower levels. And in order to do that, top tier number one thing you need to be doing is either gaining or retaining muscle cells. That is bottom line, dude. Or else you're going to be on this weird cycle of skinny fat for the rest of your life. So don't worry about other things. That is prime. When it comes to losing body fat or staying at the same level, you have to be thinking about what can I do to increase my muscle mass or retain it while I take away body weight, to make sure that body weight I'm taking away is not just water and muscles. And then I'm a smaller, gooier version of myself. Creatine, boom. Okay? Electrolytes. Right after that, you can get spend the money to get a blend. Like as I said before, Element makes a great one. I know BPN makes a great one. Nick Bear's products are all great. And then after that, there is Peri Workout Nutrition, which will include the electrolytes if you do it right. If you don't want to spend the money for a pre-made Peri Workout drink, you can do some type of orange juice, like pulp-free orange juice or fruit juice. That's not going to give you any GI discomfort. Whey protein isolate in there, one scoop. A lot of people, myself included, don't like to train with whey, even like small amounts, because that can kind of make me feel a little bit bleh, okay? But you can go with branched chain amino acids, which are cheaper, but they also aren't going to be as useful, okay? And you mix that in and you just sip it throughout your workout. But many companies have gotten on to the fact that this is one of the most important things that you could be doing for your overall health and for your physique. So they're making Peri Workout drinks. I have to mention first and foremost that yes, there is some type of financial tie-in. They're not paying me to say this, but I do have now at least some affiliation with First Detachment, and I think their Peri Workout drink is the best in the world. And it's one of the reasons why I reached out to this company and one of the reasons why I even got involved. Okay, I have respected Justin Harris, who is one of the men behind this company, well, like kind of the forefront of the company, for 20 years, because he was back in the day before any of this kind of stuff developed. He was on chat rooms showing dudes how to get jacked and how to get ripped, and also promoting the idea along with Dante Trudell, famous from dog crap training. And then John Meadows came into the world where these guys, Stan Efferding now, where they're saying, yeah, being jacked, being ripped, it's awesome. Your body health is way more important than anything, okay? And so First Detachment, they make Field Rations, which is a Peri Workout nutrition drink that is freaking awesome, awesome. On top of that, speaking of health, this is just a little disclaimer. I was a heavy drinker for years because I trained with weights heavy a lot because I have engaged in taking performance-enhancing drugs orally in the past, because I take certain antidepressants and things like that now orally, my liver has taken a beating, and it's really important. They make a product called QRF that I stand behind completely. It's the best liver product I've ever taken. I've taken so many because I get my blood work done pretty frequently, okay? And this stuff's important. Am I gonna mention it in the top tier of stuff? No, because I understand. We gotta think about it as like, what do I, if I'm gonna spend this money, I wanna spend it properly. Okay, so there's just this battery of things that I mentioned. But out here, if you're looking to, if you have the disposable income, their liver care product is the best. And I have the blood work to back it up. Okay, nothing seemed to take care of my blood pressure go down, my blood sugar go down. I'd be doing this, I'd be doing that. And I train, you know, guys, I train, okay? And I eat right. And I do the best I can with lifestyle shit. And all my numbers are always getting better. And my doctor's like, oh, dude, you're doing great. You're getting older and looking healthier. But my fucking liver was always fucked up. So QRF is another one that I recommend. It has now gotten my liver numbers really in a respectable place. Field rations as far as peri-workout nutrition. I know Granite Supplements makes a great one. I know the guys over at Biotest make a pretty good, like, I even have a number of them. Look into that if that's something, if you're committed, if you train hard, it's worth it. All right, if you're looking for anything else in the world of health and fitness and living a better life, I don't often do it in my life, but I sure know how to tell you. It's one of those things. Do like I say, not like I do. I am very imperfect, and I'm fucked up in many ways. But I know if you need help with it, I could be like, dude, do this. Trust me, because I don't do this, and it fucking kills me. But many other places I go, do this, because I used to do this, now I do this, and now things are great. And that's the bottom line. The reason I started this whole fucking podcast was because I made a lot of mistakes along the way, and I just really want to make sure that other people don't. My Patreon is available at different tiers. Top tier being like, I'm your man, on call, 24/7, 7 days a week, help you with training, help you with nutrition, help you with customized lifestyle and habit forming stuff, all there for you, because everyone can use a mentor and you can never know too much. And even though you may think you know too much, how about just the accountability of having someone to check in with week after week and be like, yep, these are my numbers from the gym. This is what I was eating. This is what I weigh. Look at me in the mirror from this picture. It makes a big difference. I've always worked with people for that reason. Even if I knew in the back of my head, I was like, I can train myself. I can fucking create my own diets. But there's the accountability that comes along with having someone there working with you. All of that being said, remember one thing in this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares. I do. Be good.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.